Amid an aggressive marketing campaign in Canada, you've likely seen ads for the medications Ozempic and Rybelsus. Here are some answers to questions you might have about the drugs. What's the difference between Ozempic and Rybelsus? Both Ozempic and Rybelsus are made by drug manufacturer Novo Nordisk. They have the same active ingredient called semaglutide. Ozempic comes in an injection pen while Rybelsus is taken in pill form. Ozempic and Rybelsus are both approved by Health Canada to treat adults with type 2 diabetes. Some doctors also prescribe them, off-label, to treat obesity in some patients. Novo Nordisk also makes a third semaglutide medication called Wegovy, which is also taken through an injection pen. It was approved by Health Canada in November 2021, but is not yet commercially available in Canada. Wegovy is approved to treat obesity, as well as people who are significantly overweight and have at least one weight-related illness, such as hypertension, type 2 diabetes or obstructive sleep apnea. How do Ozempic, Rybelsus and Wegovy work? Semaglutide works by acting like a hormone called glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1, which promotes insulin production and also stimulates part of the brain that controls appetite. How long do you take these drugs for? Endocrinologists who spoke to the Canadian press say they should be considered chronic treatments, as they are used to manage the chronic diseases of diabetes and obesity. That means you may need to be on Ozempic for life. Studies show that once people stop taking Ozempic, much of the weight they've lost comes back. The medications are meant to be used along with diet and exercise modifications. What are the possible side effects? According to the Novo Nordisk's website, minor side effects include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, and abdominal pain. More serious but rare risks include inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis, gallbladder problems, kidney issues, low blood sugar, changes in vision, or allergic reactions. Animal studies found an association between Ozempic and thyroid tumors, including cancer, in rats. It's not clear whether that would also happen in humans. This report by the Canadian press was first published June 20, 2023. Canadian press health coverage receives support through a partnership with the Canadian Medical Association. CP is solely responsible for this content. Nicole Ireland, The Canadian Press.